Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, host of the Life Changes Show, Filippo Voltaggio.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Naya Kate. I am Mark Leger. And now, your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, at some point, if you're going to keep calling you the master of change, at some point I have to change something. We just changed me into the guest seat. So,
and life
life changes. And it's really cute in the studio where we all kind of just shifted a seat over where I'm.
I have big hair to fill.
So Mark's in the host seat. I'm in the guest seat. And Dorothy, who's normally in the booth, is in the studio with us because she is going to fill Mark's seat as co-host of the show. So this is quite exciting, and I'm excited.
We all owe our seats to Dorothy, so it's,
yes,
it's appropriate.
Thank you, Dorothy. Appropriate it is. And today is a very, very special day. Today is our 333rd show. What an honor, actually, to be sitting here. I was going to say hosting, but guesting on this show, and getting to do the monologue. So nonetheless, because I had such a great monologue
tonight.
Was that?
It's kind of a mashup.
I had such a great monologue that I love and I hate at the same time, and I got to get it out. So yesterday morning, I get a call from a friend, and the call goes something like this. It says, "I can't believe how down I am. I am so down. I am so depressed. And this, after like for all week, I couldn't stop smiling. I thought I'd finally got to the point where I could just be happy." And I said to this friend of mine, I don't think that's actually the trick. I don't think life is just about being happy and smiling all the time. I don't know anyone that's like that. I do know some people who say they're like that, and I've come to know them, and they're not like that. None of them. And some of them have written books saying that, and they're not. So I said, I think the trick is to know, it was early, I was trying to come up with something, and I said something like, to know how to ride the lows and ride the highs. We can't always stay in equilibrium. We can't always stay somewhere in the middle. It's going to be a little bit on this side. It's going to be a little bit on that side. At least as long as there's duality on this planet and night and day and all that stuff. I mean, it just seems to be part of what is. So those were my words of wisdom for the morning, for this friend of mine. And no more truer prophetic words were spoken that by the end of the day, I thought, this is tomorrow's monologue. Because I thought, if we could crunch our life into one day, this would be a fine example. And this was my day yesterday. That's how it started. But I knew that day that I would be receiving the Master Award from the Save the World Foundation. I was truly honored. I was also truly humbled. And I understand we're going to be talking a little bit about that later, so I won't go into it. And I was feeling very excited about this. And I thought, today, I normally pack all my days, but today, I'm going to keep it light. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to leave some space for my consciousness to expand. I'm going to finish my acceptance speech. I'm going to go on a hike. I'm going to commune with nature. And then I was going to go receive my award. Well, I did get to go on a hike. And the moment I got back from my hike that morning, I had this frantic message from a client saying, "I don't want to go to the hospital. I need your help. I know you can help me with it. I know what I've got is an energetic thing, and I've had it for a few days now. You can help me. Please, let's work on this with me." So off I go to work with her on this emergency session that took a lot longer than I expected and took a lot more of my day. In the meantime, I'm getting texts and messages, as I usually do, from a lot of friends. Now, I finally got ready to go to this event to go get my award. And I didn't have time to check my texts and messages. And in those texts and messages were, among many others, was my sister, who was trying to get a hold of me, saying, please, I know you can help. I don't want to take my daughter to the hospital. She's been in the hospital already many times. What am I supposed to do? So I call her while I'm in the car. She's on speakerphone, and she's crying so much, I can't understand more than half of what she's saying. Now, I just spent, two or so hours, whatever, with this client. I'm on the road to get this award. My sister's crying like there's no end. And I'm trying to help her. And then we get there and I said, I really got to go. Otherwise, I'll be late. I'll call you afterwards. So I received my award. It was wonderful and amazing. Got back in the car to then engage once again with my sister and about my sister with my other siblings. And then I got home at the end of this amazing day, and I hear a message from a friend of mine. And the message was, he had left several messages throughout the day. And the last message was him having tried to call me, and then noticing that I wasn't going to answer, he thought he hung up the phone. And he said, you know what? He must have been talking to somebody. F Filippo. F him. I'm not calling him again. F him. And that's how my amazing day of receiving my Save the World Foundation went. And I thought, if I could ride this day, like I shared with my friend, that we need to learn how to ride the lows and the highs, then I can do this. And I'm not going to say all of that didn't bother me. And I'm not going to say I wasn't happy about what I was happy about. But I wrote it. And maybe it's time I write a book about that. So that's my monologue I couldn't wait to tell. I think that's the longest monologue we've ever told on this show, but I had to get it out. Thank you for giving me the floor. And with that, we will be back right after this with our guest, Filippo Voltaggio.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back with guest Filippo Voltaggio, and this is Mark Lejeune, and I'm here with Dorothy Donahue. And Filippo, in that monologue to open the show, you were talking about your friend and the message that was extended or was left on your machine when he probably didn't know that he was still alive. So my question before I move forward.
Well, that's how the day ended. I mean, there were other things.
Well, did you, were you able to get to him right away? And you know, I'm sure everybody's wondering if how you communicated to him that you heard that.
You know, I didn't think I'd have to answer to that. This is interesting. I don't know if I like being in the guest. I like asking the questions. Wow. Okay. So honestly, what happened? This is interesting.
This is our "What Would Filippo Do" segment, what would, actually.
Well, truly, I thought, okay, so something must be going on in his life. Much like my sister, it must have been a day, you know, my client, something must be going on in his life, and he really wants to talk to me, either as a friend or as a life coach, you know, whatever, he's a friend. But so I could understand really wanting to talk to me. So I put myself in his shoes, and I said, okay, and in his frustrated way, after having called several times, he just, that was his way of just being just frustrated, and so I called. And he didn't answer. And I left a message saying, hello, I got your messages. And I'm not sure what's going on. And I do want to talk to you as well. I have to tell you that I did hear your last message, which I don't know if you know you left, but you actually said some not very nice things. And I know you don't mean them. And I look forward to talking to you when we can. And just so you know, this is what's been going on today. And so on, this is why I haven't been able to get back to you. So he actually texted me just before the show. So I don't know if he didn't see this or it took him this long, but he texted me just before I got to the show. And he said, I am so sorry you heard me being a dick. And this is how I get every once in a while. And you don't deserve that.
So he's self-aware, at least.
Or he became more so.
Well, you know, we've all had moments, right? So that's why I'm glad you shared it. I was, you know, thinking about the description that you used. And I have, anybody that knows me knows that I've manifested a lot of contrast in my life. High highs and low lows. And sometimes, you know, whether it's in my life experiences or relationships, they seem to be right next to each other, you know, high highs and low lows. And I've come to learn and love that that's part of the beauty of being alive. And as you were saying, and so to have those moments and even the unfortunate moments like your friend, to the opportunity for that self-awareness or to take a look at not only that moment, but maybe other moments before that may have felt similar, he wouldn't have had that opportunity. And even you wouldn't have had that opportunity. And with all the things we have to talk about tonight, this reminds me of an improv moment. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that later.
Yes, exactly. Didn't think of that. Exactly. So I have learned from the workshop that we're going to talk about.
Well, with that, why don't we jump right into introducing tonight's guest.
Oh, let's.
Who is a transformational life coach, an author, a motivational speaker, entertainer, and host of the Life Changes show. And Filippo Voltaggio, it happened in Monterey, California,
oh,
a long time ago, the beginning of his journey to the Life Changes show. Filippo was raised Italian-American with the emphasis on Italian. In fact, he wasn't even around English-speaking kids until his first days at school. So from a very young age, he began his training in the mastery of being the authentic, caring, insightful, and entertaining Filippo that we all have come to know on the Life Changes show.
Mm. Thank you.
He is the recipient of the President's Call to Service Award. He just received, as you heard, the Master's Award from the Save the World Foundation. He has won the Sergio Franchi National Vocal Competition an unprecedented 15 times. And so many other credentials coming through his professional life and into his entertaining, performing, and transformational life. He's also on every who's list in the universe, I believe. And it is my honor and privilege to introduce my friend, our partner, and the host of the Life Changes show, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And now I know what that feels like, too, when someone's... I mean, I've been interviewed before, but I've done the hosting part so many times that I've just forgotten what this feels like on this side. Feels good. Thank you.
It should feel good. You have certainly earned it. And to be here with Dorothy and you and to have the moment to introduce this show and you and the brilliant work that you have done and Dorothy has shared with us here with Brent at Studio Noho. It's an exciting moment for show number 333. We are going to cut for a commercial break in a few minutes, but I wanted to start by asking, author, this is a new aspect of your title, recent, and you have recently completed the novel, The Little Dog Who Could, a true story of life, love, and miracles. Tell us what led to writing The Little Dog Who Could.
You know, it's interesting. It, like so many other things, and a lot of my friends know this about me, is that I never say something about myself unless I've done it enough times where I can speak to it, or I've gotten enough awards about it, or I've gotten a degree on it, or I've gotten a certificate on it. And so my friends joke around about that. Or, Filippo, are you getting another certificate? It's like, you don't have enough. And so I've been authoring things since I was a kid. So as a child, I wrote poetry. Some of it actually got published. I got an award for some of my poetry as a child, and it was in a book and then another book. And so I've been writing since I was little, and I've been writing articles and magazines and all that stuff. So in newspapers and et cetera, even in high school and till this day. But this will be the first time that I actually release a novel, and it's The Little Dog That Could. And so this is the first time I'm comfortable actually saying author.
Well, we're going to talk more about author when we come back after these messages on the Life Changes Show. Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and this is Mark Legere, and I'm on the other side of the table tonight as our guest for the first time ever is Filippo Voltaggio. And later on in the show, you're going to have the wonderful experience of hearing our musical guest, Naya Kate, who you may know formerly from Team Blake of The Voice. We can't wait to hear her toward the end of the show. Filippo, we were talking before the break about your newly appointed authorship to having written The Little Dog Who Could.
The Little Dog That Could. You know, maybe grammatically who is correct, but we went with The Little Train That Could, you know, or The Little Choo-Choo That Could, The Little Dog That Could.
It makes sense. And so the little host who will adjust the title. The Little Dog That Could, a true story of life, love, and miracles. Tell us a little bit more of how you came to this wonderful story.
Oh, it's more like how it came to me. It's interesting that when I first started on a path of, I was working for one of the largest, actually it was the third largest corporation in the world, and I was doing very well, and I was very unhappy. And it wasn't anything that they could do to make me happy. It was me. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted, but I knew I didn't want that. And so when I left that corporation, I started looking for answers outside myself, but at least it was a good place to start with some of the books that I was reading, because the outside myself that I'd been looking for before was in the corporate world or in education, and it certainly wasn't there. So this, the kind of reading that I was doing was what some might call New Age or spiritual reading or whatever. I read a book called The Celestine Prophecy, among many others. I really liked the book. And I remember in the middle of the book saying, wow, what an amazing experience this guy had. And I wish I could have an experience like this. And then towards the end of the book, I thought, oh, wow, this isn't real. I mean, the message is a good message, but the story is not real. And it kind of, I still liked the book a lot, and I still got a lot out of the messages. But something to me said, if it had only been real, I think it would have meant something more to me personally. And I don't know why that stuck in my mind. Well, something happened to me on a particular day on what seemed like a very average night, and it involved a little dog. And that something lasted, I actually don't remember how long. I want to say 3 months. But I might actually have to find a way to, it's been so long now. But the experience was very much like the book that I just mentioned. It was just like that, only this was real. And it was happening. And it was stuff that I even couldn't believe my own eyes and my own experience of it. And a lot of people, this book, I think, will resonate with so many, especially dog lovers, but animal lovers, because it touches on aspects that people start to experience or experience a little bit of. Just this dog and I just took it to a whole other level, a whole other dimension, real fast and real, real amazing. Like, and then when the experience was over, it was like, it had a start, it had an end, and that was it. And I left it alone for 9 years because I couldn't handle it.
I was going to say, you may have left it alone, but the seeds were there, the seeds were planted.
Absolutely.
You certainly was not alone. It was very much part of your foundation for all the experiences since.
Absolutely. About 3 years later, I actually wrote the book and then left it alone again. And then I edited it about 2 years ago and then left it alone again. And then just picked it up a couple, 6 months ago and edit it again. And now it's coming out. The official release date is set for the 29th of August. And I trust that we'll be able to make it and it'll come out as an ebook.
Well, this book is going to be thrilled that it's no longer left alone.
And you know, much like when I was saying I wasn't comfortable calling myself an author, though even when I was really little, I was already had a poem written in a book and I wasn't comfortable until now. A lot of the lessons, the experiences that are in the book, I wasn't comfortable putting it out until I came, if not to a complete understanding, at least to, I came to accept that it was all, that it was real and that it wasn't imaginary and that it happened just as I wrote it.
And it truly did happen just as you wrote
Dorothy
it.
Dorothy was there, actually.
I was there, and he applied the beautiful principles of energetic alchemy and showed the power of love to heal and co-create miracles. And I highly recommend that everyone read this book and then apply the principles to their own life's challenges. It's a good read.
It's a great read. And I think what Dorothy said is so important. And what's so powerful about the story is I think it can resonate in different ways for different peoples, wherever they are along their journey, mm-hmm. and or what their belief system is around health and healing and love and all these topics, which are big topics. And so not everyone has to resonate with the story from end to end, but there's so much magic in the way it happened, the way it came to you, the way you handled it, the exchange, the entire thread. There's so much there.
It's very life-changes-y.
For that sure. Is. Absolutely. It is.
Without giving the entire story away, what would you say that you take away as the most impactful emotion that that you reflect on when you think back to the experience?
For me personally, it would be that we are bigger than we are. There's more to us than what we allow ourselves to experience. And I say allow ourselves because I had to allow myself to believe this was happening, believe this was true, believe I was experiencing all of this. And these were emotional times for me because it was beyond my, at the time, I can say, limited belief.
And this is so powerful. And this is exactly what I was saying in terms of resonating with so many people. We every day, as humans experiencing this life, we all have moments, these moments of synchronicity, of, you know, ESP, of all these things that are almost unexplainable, yet they happen, and then we sometimes write them off as chance or coincidence, or if we can't explain it, then we just kind of, well, we're not going to think about that. Rather than the flip side of that, which is to think about it, not only think about it, but own it and embrace this larger aspect of ourselves.
I get into that exactly in the book, and then go deeper down the rabbit hole. That's kind of like the start.
And so often when these things happen, we're afraid to share them with other people.
Right.
Because when we've shared in the past, they look at us or treat us as if we're not quite right. And so I know it took a lot of courage for you to get this book out there.
It did. And at the same time, in this particular time and place where we are today, maybe not 9 years ago, but today, more and more people are having this conversation. This is the perfect time for this book to come out. And I think it'll allow this kind of a conversation to be had. People could say, oh, I experienced that. Or, yeah, absolutely. I believe that. And we can take it to a whole other level.
And for those just joining us, the book that we're talking about was written, recently completed by Filippo Voltaggio, called The Little Dog That Could, A True Story of Life, Love, and Miracles. And we can't wait to see it out there.
Well, it'll be available on our website. I think it's going to be also available on Amazon and iTunes and all that. I'm not exactly sure where it's all going, but I know it's going to be an ebook for starters. But thelittledogthatcould.com is the website, and that's going to lead you to the Little Dog That Could webpage on our Life Changes Network page. So you could keep checking that page. All you have to do really is go to lifechangesnetwork.com and just keep checking The Little Dog That Could and actually any of the other things that we're talking about. Or if you want to get on our email list, there's a email list on our homepage. And then you could also email me directly on a couple pages for some of the other things we're going to talk about in a minute. I've got info at Life Changes Network set up for just that. Just let us know what you're interested in, whether it's the book or whether it's Life Improvement Workshop or whether it's the Life Changes Life Coaching Bootcamp.
As Filippo just said, there's a lot of change going on for Life Changes, so we're going to be talking about that and hearing the music of Naya Kate. Later on in the show, as we come back, more after this on the Life Changes Show.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. This is Mark Legere, and I'm here with Filippo Voltaggio as our guest tonight, a change in the norm. And we just got done hearing about your book, The Little Dog That Could, that's recently been finished. And we have some other exciting things to share in terms of some new workshops and products that are coming from the Life Changes team. And one of those, which I'm certainly personally excited about, tell us about Life Improvement.
Well, it's interesting that I didn't expect to get into that story so deeply about the phone call and my friend and all that. But you're brilliant for bringing that up, because in that moment was exactly what I call an improv moment. Because in that moment, I could have called my friend and said, you know, F you right back, and who do you think you are, and don't you know how busy I am, or I'm important, I'm more, you know, whatever it is that my ego might have wanted to say at that time. And then we know what would have happened. We either never would have talked again, or, you know, he could have gotten upset and called me right back and said, how dare you, hung up the phone on me. You know, this is the kind of story that I actually grew up with.
I would bet that most of our listeners have had some sort of experience or another where somebody either left their phone on after a voicemail and they had 4 minutes of chatter and that's where the truth came out. And I would say that probably most of them handled it differently. And yeah, it's the perfect example of an improv moment, because you didn't go into reaction and you didn't, convey the negative right back to him. You stood there in compassion and held the positive space and gave him every opportunity to move forward with your friendship in a more expanded way. And I think that's huge.
And so thank you for pointing that out. And I had taken so many acting classes, so many music classes, so many musical classes, speech classes, and all that stuff. And then I had taken some improv and some joke classes. I finally took an official improv class myself. And in the middle of class, I was watching students go through what was improv. And the teacher would say, that's brilliant, that's perfect. And then I'd do something and the teacher would say, that's perfect, that's getting out of the box. And I thought, and at one point, since I was a life coach at that point, I was looking at it and I was saying, wait a minute, I didn't really go that far out of the box. I kind of went to my mom, or I just played out my dad. And so I started looking at other people the next class and watching them go into their improv. And I'm thinking, they do that too well. That's got to be somebody in their life that they know. They're not doing somebody, which you know, we were talking to Diana Lefford about this one day, because she's going to be part of our workshop, the Life Improv workshop. And she says, that makes good improv. I'm like, yeah, actually, we were talking about it with Rick Overton too, right? Yeah, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that does make good improv. It does make good improv because it's so believable. And why is it so believable? Because you are that. You've been watching your mom do it all her life. You've been watching your dad do it all your life. You know, it's like you just go into that place.
This is why that I think when you were talking about the Celestine prophecy and the story not being real, right? This is the difference of our stories are real, and that's what we have to reference. And it's funny, while you were talking about that, I was remembering back to some of the things that I had written around what I was calling the self-operating system.
Yeah.
Right. And thinking back to SOS, the fact that I have mom version, Ginger Legere, you know, and well, people know my mom and my dad and my, you know,
and
versions,
we love her,
the
and,
versions yeah. of the church that they were influenced by, right. or the versions of the culture that they come from. And we don't, there's other aspects. Every family has their own story. And people, you know, who have kids that spend so much time with the nanny can't figure out why the kids are so different. Yet they were influenced more by the nanny, but then by the parents often. Times if they're traveling so much or that.
Yeah. So if they went to an improv class, they'd play out the nanny.
Exactly.
Good or bad.
Exactly.
And so I thought here is a perfect tool for life coaching, because they're acting out all the issues. It's like, that's where they got that issue. They got that one from their father. And you'd have to ask them. I started to, and some people didn't know who they were doing. And some people did. It's like, oh yeah, my dad used to, and I just kind of turned into my dad, and they knew it. So that could make good improv.
But well, and what excites me about that.
It doesn't make for good life.
It doesn't make for good life because it comes with all
the baggage.
That baggage, yes. And history and energy attached to it. And then what excites me is the opportunity for people to then see some of those storylines played back by people that don't have the baggage or the storylines or the energy.
Yeah, so that's a whole other thing. Absolutely. That's the advance.
Exactly. So there's a lot of different nuances to how deep this can really go.
So here I am as a life coach, and I'm watching this and saying, what if we could use these tools? Better yet, besides using the tools, improv is probably the most important tool that we could ever learn in life. And it's just being used for comedy. So one of our taglines that we've started using is improv. It's not just for laughs anymore. Because every single day of our life, every moment is an improv moment. In this moment, right here, we don't know if there's going to be an earthquake, if it's going to rain or flood, or if, you know, somebody's going to barge through this door. I said all negative things, but maybe something good could happen as well. You know, music could just interrupt us.
How about you're hired?
yeah. Somebody says, Filippo, we interrupt this radio show to tell you you just won the lottery, whatever. We don't know. And it happens all the time. Like, I didn't know what you were going to ask me. I didn't know my friend was going to leave that message. I didn't know I was going to be driving to get my award and have my sister crying on the phone. I didn't know. And how do we handle these situations that we don't know? We don't know how to handle them because we've never been taught the tools. And improv has perfect tools for this.
And or the tools that we've been taught are by those closest, right? The ones that we're playing out and aren't necessarily the right tools. We're not getting those in the classroom per se. We're learning how to relate by the people we relate to. And I'm going to hand the statement over here to Dorothy, who has been the champion of at least helping me how to learn to respond rather than react.
Well, most of us have had nothing but reactionships in our lives, just reacting to one another. And what the improv workshop is going to do is show you how to respond. And I'm so excited because it's a great tool. And response is the secret to a happy life.
Hear, hear.
And we have a heck of a team that we're working with.
Just about to say. So, of course, we mentioned already Dinah Leffert, comedian, they say. And we've got Rick Overton, who's going to come in and do some improv with us as a special comedic guest. And Mark, who do we have as guest host?
We have Cato Kaelin.
Imagine.
I don't know of many people that have had a larger improv moment in front of the global audience than he was forced into.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and a lot of color that came from that of people, you know, either loved him for the way he handled it or judged him for the way he handled it or said he should have done this or should have done that. And it's a lot of wisdom around him when you really get to know Cato and his personality and how he walks in fun and authenticity. Now it's a real joy to have him involved.
So that'll be September 26th, and you could go to Life Improvement, or is it Life Improvement? Actually, I don't remember the website for that. We create all these new websites. So, but you can go to lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we have Improv the Moment.
Improv the Moment. Okay. But you can go to lifechangesnetwork.com, and there you'll see workshops, and then you'll also see Dorothy's workshop there, Energetic Alchemy. I think that's sold out for the end of August, right?
Yes.
So that's sold out for the end of August. But we'll post another one because she has at least one a month usually. And then ours is September 26th. And if we're going to put a PayPal paywall up there, you could buy tickets there. But for now, it's not there yet. So go ahead and just, I think I put info@lifechangesnetwork.com. Send us an email saying that you're interested in the improv workshop and we'll send you the information.
Right. And the innovation doesn't stop there. You also are launching a new online coaching series, Life Coaching Bootcamp Online. Tell us about that.
You know, can I tell you, when it rains, it pours. I mean, it's not like this was all just created. This has all been years in the making. And maybe now I'm just either comfortable enough, or the time is right, or the team is here to put this all out there. So thanks to Alberto Pastorelli and the work that he's doing in Italy with a software application that will actually allow the life coaching that I've been doing, that he's familiar with, to actually come alive on the internet. Up until now, there hasn't been anything. Sure, there's webinars and this and that, but the way I teach, or the way I work with my clients one-on-one, I didn't want to lose that, and it would have been lost with the way I with what I do. So what I do is a boot camp. And I think the word boot camp is perfect, because first of all, it does have a negative connotation. And the negative connotation is that usually in boot camp, they try and bring you down, you give it your all, and you just, and then they fill you in with information, or they fill you in with, this is how you do it. This is, well, in this sense, there is some taken down. You're taking yourself down to you, the real you, yourself. Nobody's doing it to you or at you. You do it yourself, and then you fill it yourself with who you are, what you are, where you are, et cetera, et cetera. We work on this 1 week at a time. And so let's just start with who are you really quickly. And that's a really fine example. That's week one. I call it position one, or who you are. But people, I've had clients say to me, well, how is this going to help me get a job? And my favorite one was a client who was a high-level executive. And I just got silly, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was talking to my client who has interviewed people before. I've interviewed people before. What are you talking about? I said, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to, must have been my other client, who's actually hired people before. I've hired people before. I've hired thousands of people. I said, no. Then I must have been thinking of my client who had thousands of people working underneath him. He's like, Filippo, what's wrong with you? And I said, well, see, the thing is, if you really interviewed people, and if you really hired people, and if you really managed people, I'm wondering if you have ever spotted somebody coming in through the door who didn't know who they were. Well, yeah, that happens. You wouldn't believe how many people don't know who they are, you know, and you spot them right away and you say, thank you very much. You keep that interview short. I said, right. So you never hired somebody who doesn't know who they are? And he says, no. And I said, so you don't see how this could help you get at a career that you want by knowing? And okay, all right, you got me. Or the person who's in a relationship, or it wants a relationship, I really want a relationship. And we start with the fundamental, who are you? And this woman, how is this going to help me? When did you ever want to date a man who doesn't know who he is? Oh. So what makes you think a man wants to date a woman who doesn't know? And if a man wants to date a woman who doesn't know who she is, trust me, you don't want to date him. And I mean, she doesn't have to trust me. She's like, I know, I dated them already. That was my last husband. That was my last relationship. I'm like, okay, so can we go back to who are you? And it applies to everything. Naya's looking at me. And hello, Naya. And it applies to everything. It applies to music, writing songs. Like, you know, people say, and I say to people, don't choose a career yet. You don't know who you are. You know, don't choose. So boot camp online.
Online.
It starts October 8th. And we have a link for boot camp. And the beauty about this will be something that we are offering for a nominal charge. So I have to charge a good deal of money for an hour of my time because of everything else that we're doing. But when it comes to being able to put it out on the internet, we're able to put it out for a nominal charge. So we're still working with the software company to see just how low we can make it, because they need to make as money as well. But I'm really excited about being able to offer this to as many people as we can.
So In reflecting back here, we've heard there's so much changes going on with Life Changes, and you specifically, as you are the heart and soul, along with Dorothy Donahue, of the Life Changes show. But the authorship of The Little Dog That Could, the book that's soon to be released, Life Improvement, the level one workshop that's coming out. And I want to give a shout out also to our partners, What If, because we are going to be doing a sideline event with them.
Right.
Adjacent at the Hollywood Improv. What If Los Angeles is going to be sharing the space and the transformational day with us. And so exciting because, you know, when you look at these improv moments, the way they address information by asking a question and putting you into that creative thinking mode, it's a very, very similar, very complementary process. So we're very excited to be working with the What If guys. And then there's a life coaching boot camp, which will be an online course led by yours truly.
And there are pages for each of those at our lifechangesnetwork.com. Dorothy, you've been having a question this whole time, and I just have to...
Not a question. I would just like to acknowledge you for receiving the Master Award. This is an award that is not given lightly. This beautiful man traveled all the way from Thailand to present it, and he really connected with you, and I just think...
Called me his younger brother.
Called you his younger brother. Called me his older sister. I'm not so sure how I feel about that, but he's a beautiful man, and it's...
Because we should mention we were both recipients, Dorothy and Donahue and I. It's very special.
It was a very special, special day. And it, your handling of your sister, your handling of your friends really point to your mastery. And that's what I wanted to acknowledge.
Well, thank you. And I want to acknowledge that now your name is along the names of with Richard Gere,
Bill Gates, Nelson Mandela,
who are
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, who are all former recipients of this Master Award by the Save the World Foundation. And what a great foundation. We should probably give out the website,
savetheworldfoundation.net.
Yes, and thank you very much. I am honored. I am humbled. And what a perfect day for that all to have happen.
Just like this, a perfect day. And we're about to hear some perfect music.
This has been very special.
Naya Kate. When we come back after these messages. But Filippo, thank you for all that you do as host and as partner and as friend. And it's been my honor to share this conversation with you.
Thank you. And I can't wait to be in the host seat next week.
Me too.
You did good though.
We'll be back.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and thank you, Marc Legere, for hosting the show today. I am so glad I don't have to wait till next week to get back in the host seat, that you're turning it back over to me so that I can introduce our very special musical guest. I'm so happy to have her here. She is a shining light. We knew it as soon as we connected with her, and then I've been listening to some of her music all day just in anticipation of getting to meet her in person and hear her live. Now, she's been described as a blossoming young visionary. I like that. She's also, her music has been described as a personal political soul trip. And I there's so much more I want to say, but I especially want to say welcome, Naya Nete, to the show.
Did you say Naya Nete?
I did. Naya Kete to the show. Oh,
you've done so well beforehand. Well,
now
thank you, Filippo. Thanks for being here.
Welcome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I do what I can. I'm happy to be here.
You are delightful. And you know, you. Everybody got to know you because you were on NBC's The Voice. You mm-hmm. turned the chairs, you turned people's heads. But did you start off, like, you started off singing very young, though?
Yes. Yeah. I was always singing. I grew up in music. The first picture I have, one of my first pictures I have with a mic is when I was, could barely even talk. I mean, I was little. I was a toddler, and I had a microphone in my hand. So I was always singing.
So you might, even before you remember, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Oh. Do you remember, now this is interesting, do you remember what you might have liked singing about?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I was always such a dreamer, you know, and still am to this day. But I was, as a child, I was very imaginary. I had imaginary friends in the woods, and I was always very, and that being said, I was also very passionate about the world and taking care of the world. And so I can just say that I had something to do with dreaming, and it had something to do with our world.
And here you are years later.
And here I am doing the same thing.
Exactly is exactly why I asked.
Yeah.
And so in this day and age, I mean, to have somebody be like you, your music being described as personal, political, that's strong for this day and age.
Sure.
And for you're a very young woman, and you're beautiful, and you're putting yourself out there, and you're saying it like you mean it, like it is for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's always been my goal, is to be real, to be authentic, to be honest, and to be forthcoming. That's, you know, we say honest and we say real, but I think being forthcoming, and to me that means getting really clear about what it is that I want to say, and then actually taking the steps to come out and actually say it.
Well, more power to you.
Thank you.
More power to you. You know, one of the things that I love about our show is that we don't tell our singers what to sing, mm-hmm. and or our musicians what to play and all that. So we don't actually know yet.
I love it. I'm so excited.
And I know that when you were presenting it for the world at the time, on at least The Voice, you were singing other people's songs. Sure. And though you were still picking songs that meant something to you, this is you.
Yes.
And so what are we going to get to hear?
Well, you're going to get to hear two songs off of a EP that I just recorded with my band Collide. It's called Unarmed and Ready is the name of the EP. And so we started a whole campaign going with our fans, and we invite you to get involved if you hashtag Unarmed and Ready on Twitter or Facebook. You'll find, you know, tons of different photos that have come in from fans, unarmed and ready for body awareness, unarmed and ready for land conservation, unarmed and ready for LGBT rights. It's been so nice. Moving to see, you know, what that has inspired in people.
Nice.
So play a couple hashtag songs after that.
Unarmed and ready.
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll give out your website again later, but Naya Kete, Naia, KETE.com. Mm-hmm. And also, if people want to follow you on Facebook or Twitter, do you go by
Naya Kete? Yeah.
Just like that.
There's no other.
Okay. Well, indeed. And so this first song that we're going to hear from Collide is?
The first song is called Beware About Me.
Beware About Me.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's Naya Kete with Beware About Me on the Life Changes Show.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm normally with the other guys and they're singing and playing with me, so we'll see what happens.
Met you on a hot red night, a little drunk dancing in the street. You hold the light in your eyes, but you don't smile with your teeth. No, you can try, but you can't fool me. I can have you saying, lost my job, lost my girl, all I had in this sad world. All I got's my bottle, all I got's my bottle. You lost your job, you lost your girl, all you had in this sad world. All you got's your bottle, all you got's your bottle. Beware about me, beware about me, beware about me. You don't wanna be my enemy. You better put it on the line. Oh, don't wanna be no foe of mine. Cause I can have you singing, I lost my job, I lost my girl, all I had in this sad world. All I got's my bottle, all I got's my bottle. You lost your job, you lost your girl, all you had in this sad world. All you got's your bottle, all you got's your bottle. So beware about me, beware about me, beware about me. You don't wanna be my enemy. Ooh, 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 ooh. Under the brightest of lights, drinking the finest of whites, you will remember this night someday. Almost feel sorry for you, having so much left to prove. Step out of line and you'll lose, and you'll say, I lost my job, lost my girl, all I had in this sad world. All I got's my bottle, all you got's your bottle. Baby, beware about me, beware about me, beware about me. I said you don't wanna be my enemy. Beware.
Awesome. That comes out smooth. Those notes just like boop, 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 just says, what an instrument you've got.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you for using it. Now, Naya Kete is you want to do more with your music than just put music out there. What is it for you?
You know, I always come back to the idea of inspiring people to find their passion. Nice. And put that out into the world. You know, I feel really, really blessed to have always known that this is my purpose. This is my calling. This is what I'm here to do. This is what makes me happy. And not that it's always been an easy road by any means, but there was a sense of confidence that I was lucky enough to have in my life because I was so just so in the know that music and singing and songwriting was a part of who I was, and that's what I was meant to do. So with that being such a solid foundation for me, I really think that it's important that we inspire one another to find out what it is for them. You know, I love reading books about, you know, or studying tribes who, you know, one person is the healer and one person is the, you know, the artist, and right. one person goes out and gathers the firewood and one person's the hunter and so on and so forth, because those are, you know, that's the calling. That's what it's about, you know, and we each that's what makes us happy. And I think that the world would be a better place if we all found what made us happy.
And you're the bringer of the music.
Yes.
and the poetry and the inspiring words and truth.
Yes, all of it.
So now you have a CD that you're working on, but you've already put out Fire Breather, mm-hmm. and you've already put out Collide. That just came out in May.
Yeah, Unarmed and Ready. And we're already on to the next thing. I mean, we've been already started writing for the next project. We have new music coming out in January. So we're very excited for the next steps.
So follow her. You know, it's interesting. I was reading how that you've been compared to Lauryn Hill and Norah Jones and Adele even, and Erykah Badu. and I'm thinking, no, she's her own girl. And it's only Naya Kate. Uh-huh. And so you find Naya on her website at Naya Kate. NAIAKETE.com, mm-hmm. and also on Facebook and Twitter at Naya Kate, and then hashtag Unarmed and Ready. There's something happening over there. You want to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are we going to hear next?
So this next song is a song, it was actually written as a duet between, I'm lucky enough to have my boyfriend in the band of 7 years. And this was actually a breakup song.
But are you pointing to him?
No. Okay. No, that's my manager. Oh, okay. Different. a little bit different. He and I play together. My brother's in the band as well, and we have another friend in the band. And originally, this song was written as a breakup song. My boyfriend and I had gone through a state where we were separated for a little bit and then came back together. And so we kind of wrote about that experience of loving somebody enough to let them go, you know? And so, but more recently in the last, over the last year, we've all been touched with the loss of family members and friends close to us. And so the song took on this whole new meaning, and it's called From Far Away.
Okay. Yeah. From Far Away.
From Far Away.
Okay. Well, here's Naya Kate with From Far Away.
Yes.
And this is on which album?
Unarmed and Ready.
As Unarmed
well.
And Ready.
Yeah.
On the Life Changes Show live.
I can live without you from now on. You're my favorite person when you're
Naya Kete on the Life Changes Show. Thank you so much. Go to Naya, NAIAKETE.com. This is Filippo Voltaggio. I've been host. I've been guest. This has been a very special day. Thank you all for being with us. We got to cut quickly to the end. I just want to say, I'm reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.